Hey kids, you're about to listen to a comedy podcast. That means that none of this is medical advice. If you need medical advice or medical care, please contact your doctor.
Welcome to the Jock Doc Podcast,
where we discuss fitness and health and how to incorporate our modern understanding of science and medicine into our daily lives without it being so boring. I'm your host, Dr. LennonSmith.com. I'd like to begin by apologizing to our listeners. We received some feedback about the excessive amount of technical medical terms I've been using, such as lymphocytic pleocytosis and gum drop the beat low. So I'll try to temper my terminology to a simpler one in the future. Here to help with that is our producer, Cameron.
Dr. London, summer is right around the corner. Are you excited?
Yeah. I mean, just for summer school, yeah. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. We're going back to school, and I can't wait for break.
Yeah. Oh, love it. Yeah. It'll be just a weekend in between for us, but really excited for the break.
Well, Dr. London, I was thinking we could maybe give our listeners, just as a fun way to kick off the episode, some beach tips. Because when you think of summer, you think of the beach. And a lot of our listeners, I think, from what I've heard, they need a lot of help in this category.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's where a lot of our listeners live, is at the beach.
Right. They're beach bums.
Well, and like, I don't know if that's, I was about to correct you, but I don't know if maybe that is the term they prefer. I'm not sure. But yeah.
Yeah, no idea.
So they, yeah, they do live on the beach. By they, I mean you, listener. You live on the beach. And one of the things you might need is just a basic thing, irrigation, okay? People always have issues with this in their houses, but just like in a house, the beach also needs its irrigation. So you're going to want to dig canals and trenches to keep your house from flooding.
You can pee in the ocean. You cannot duty in the ocean. Not allowed.
Okay. How do you know that? You just can't?
How do I know what?
That you can't?
Well, just not allowed.
Oh.
You'll get in trouble.
Oh, okay.
By those beach cops?
Yeah, no, I served on the force myself at one point.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that you served.
Yeah.
Another beach tip I'd like to throw out there, put that down. If you're one of our listeners, you are fiddling with something, just
put that down.
Just put it down. Whatever it is you're holding on to, we know that it is not yours.
Yeah.
Put it down.
And it don't mess, don't poke it. Don't poke it either. Don't.
No.
Nope. Don't, no,
it is
no,
not edible.
No.
Don't try to eat it. Stop.
No. And don't say to your friends, like, I wonder if we could cook this, though. No. No.
Yeah, you stop can't. Suggesting that to your friends. Don't eat it. Put it down.
It's honest. I'm getting frustrated. Like, they aren't even here, and I'm getting very frustrated with them. Okay. Also, at the beach, you're going to want to learn to read the stars. Because that's how you're going to navigate the beach. I guess maybe summer school would be the place for that as well. I don't read the stars that often because I don't live there, but let's do that.
And it will be helpful if, for example, you fall asleep too close to the ocean and get swept out to sea. You can, you know, navigate with the stars like people did in olden times. Now you probably can't swim if you're listening to this podcast. It's probably not an option.
But you can, if you fell asleep on like a table or a floating mat, then you can paddle a little bit on the side of it. And sorry for our listeners. So paddling is whenever you take your hand, okay? Or if you have a plank, which is like a, so, and you put it in the water and you push the water this is critical, away from where you want to go. Okay. Away from where you want to go, which I know it's weird to think in opposites, but if you want to go toward the beach and you're in the water, you're gonna paddle, push the water towards the ocean, not the beach.
Now, at this point, you might accidentally be just going in circles just because you're paddling only on one side of the boat. You do need to alternate your paddles.
Wait, honestly, this feels like we do need to put this in the summer school course, and maybe this is not just
stay out of the water. Let's just keep it easier. Stay out of the water.
They can't resist that water because the splashing.
They love to splash. I know our listeners are big splashers. Another beach tip. There's a McDonald's down the street from the beach. So you can, when you go to the beach, you can also hit up that McDonald's.
Yeah, have a snack. And that snack's a lot. Like, you don't even have to cook. Those come pre-cooked, the stuff at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Most of it's already done for you when you order. But they do charge money.
So you definitely don't have to. Now, they do charge money, and no, you cannot bring that thing in and say, hey, could you cook this up for me?
Yeah.
They have the ingredients already.
I want to say here, you can do that. Physically you could, but just, you'll get in trouble. This is another, from my time on the force.
Not even trouble, they're just going to say no.
Yeah.
And then, knowing our listeners, you're going to argue with them.
Yeah.
Be like, do you know who I am? Do you know what podcast I listen to?
Yeah, I do want to iterate here, yes, you can normally use our podcast listening as a piece of authority. You can normally say, do you know what podcast I'm listening to? And people will back off. But this is, McDonald's is very powerful. And they aren't as aware of our podcast as we want them to be yet. We are working on it.
What else? I mean, you got one more beach tip in you, Dr. London?
Yeah. So if you find a trident that you think belongs to a mer king, toss it back in the water, honestly.
Don't mess with that.
The mer people, it's a whole thing for them. And for you, it's just a big fork. For them, it's also a big fork, but underwater. So,
well, and if they don't have the trident, they might starve to death. Because what are they going to pick up their food with?
Yeah, that's right. Because they, to my knowledge, and once again, I'm not very well acquainted with them, but they aren't into finger food down there in ocean. Anyway, so I think that's all the, for now, at least for now, that's all the beach tips. And later, Cameron tells me that we can expect a special guest.
Oh, one more tip.
Okay.
Those t-shirts that look like, it's a big t-shirt, but then there's a drawing of a body on it. So it's what if I had abs?
Yeah.
Those are pretty funny.
Yeah, those are good. So before we move on, I would like to address a bit of listener feedback. For a long time, our listener demographic was pretty decomposed. And in our efforts to cater to them, we found that we were neglecting the many bot accounts that download our podcast. So this comment comes from a bot on TikTok. It's a comment on our response to, you both should get checked for the tism. And this comes from a user at yenumber1. They said, quote, if you really don't know what PPL meant, you should do some research, because it's important to know modern lingo for an interactive podcast, end quote. And then they commented on that, quote, meant, not went, I apologize, end quote. So,
thank you for apologizing.
Yeah, thank you so much for that feedback, for the apology. Do you accept his apology?
I don't accept your apology. No.
Okay. I knew this would...
Yeah.
Okay.
Not at all. No, I kind of made a pact, I guess, a long time ago where... I will never accept anyone's apology unless there's $20 attached to it.
Yeah. Which is tough, because sometimes most of your apologies come in the form of letters, but sometimes they are in words, and it's hard to attach a physical currency to words, I've found.
It is tough, but it is doable.
Yeah. No, you've told me so many times. I've had... thrown so much money at you and you just pocket it and you say you still don't accept the apology because it wasn't, didn't come with it. But
well, it just didn't feel authentic.
Yeah. Yeah. You knew that I was lying, and I wasn't really apologetic. So, anyway, thank you so much for this feedback. That's really helpful. And, I hope we answered your question.
You should feel a little shame because you did mess up, but don't let it weigh on you for a really long time.
Years, not decades.
Yeah. Or decades, not like centuries.
Yeah. Don't pass it on to your descendants.
Yes.
Okay. We have another one on from TikTok. This is a comment on our response to Claire Gemini would love a shout out. This is at Kids Call Me Karen. They said, quote, if the H3 guys were single and focused on self-care / hair maintenance and overall hygiene, end quote. So thank you so much for this feedback. So if then statements, you have to have the then afterwards. So sure, if these H3 guys took care of their hair and stuff, then what?
They'd replace us? Because I don't like that. Would they become us?
Is that, and so is this a threat to our livelihood, which is this podcast?
Do these people that you're talking about, are they going to take over my life?
And it says H3 guy, that's three guys? Because that they outnumber us, from what I understand.
Yeah, I guess so we'd each get 1.5 guys replacing us. I can't compete with 1.5 guys.
I actually think that the half guy would be pretty easy to beat. That depending on which half and where they were cut, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely thinking, yeah, just vertically all the way down.
Vertical. Yeah, that's same. Yeah. If they're just the bottom half or the top half, I don't feel confident at all.
No.
But
oh my gosh, if it was just a pair of legs, that's terrifying. I cannot handle that.
Yeah. No. Oh. So I get I'm just scared now. Thank you so much for that feedback. And I can tell we answered your question. And now for today's medical topic, acute tubular necrosis. That's acute, meaning that it has a rapid onset. Tubular, meaning the tubes in the kidney. And necrosis, meaning death. So it's acute tubular necrosis, an injury to the kidneys that causes tubular cells to slough off into the urine. These dead tubular cells are normally the mechanism for resorbing sodium and water, so these abilities can be lost in acute tubular necrosis. And knowing the causes of acute tubular necrosis are critical because there's no specific diagnostic test to prove what's causing it. So, basic.
And I just want to say, you know, we mentioned last week that I am on the hunt for the maybe it doesn't exist out there, but I have a theory that there are actually four ways to injure your kidney. Last week you said there are only three. And there have been some really interesting developments, Dr. London.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to share them, or is this very private? Is this a HIPAA thing?
Oh, no, I would love to share. Last week I mentioned that part of my experiments have involved huffing gasoline. Right?
Right.
But now I've started injecting the gasoline, and I'm getting wonderful results.
Are you sure? Are the results affecting your kidneys? I feel like they would if you inject it directly. I'm sorry. When you say injected,
I'm injecting it straight into my kidneys.
Okay.
Got a big old needle.
Yeah.
I find roughly where my kidney is.
Yeah, approximate.
Injected with gasoline, and I feel awful, Dr. London.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I do believe I have found the fourth kidney disease, or whatever.
Yeah. And you've done this. Did you check if it's kidney disease, though? That's the thing.
That, again, I don't have an x-ray machine, so it's really hard for me to, but just gut feeling, yes.
The gut feeling being from the needle in your gut.
Yeah, and it hurts.
Yeah. So for acute tubular necrosis, toxins have an increased likelihood of producing acute tubular necrosis if there's decreased blood flow to the kidney, meaning like just you're less hydrated potentially, and if there's an underlying renal insufficiency such as from hypertension or diabetes. And the risk for acute tubular necrosis is directly proportional to increasing age of the patient. But there are also non-oliguric renal injuries, and this is non-oliguric meaning it doesn't affect like how much you're peeing necessarily, and these are caused by medications such as aminoglycoside antibiotics, amphotericin, cisplatin, vancomycin, acyclovir, and cyclosporin, but these tend to have a slower onset of 5 to 10 days and are dose dependent. So the more that's administered, the sicker the patient becomes.
And see, my gasoline worked immediately.
Right. That's, I'd say the injection aspect of it would, I think putting a needle into yourself regardless would tend to get an immediate response.
Yeah, but you got to admit the gasoline isn't helping.
No, I agree. No, that's,
you have to agree with that, Dr. Wanda.
Look, I don't agree with that much you say, but this, yeah, I'd say, especially because it sounds like you're just hoping it hit the kidney. So most likely it's at least...
Yeah, well, I don't have an x-ray machine.
So you couldn't possibly... Okay, so contrast media, which is used in imaging, like CT scans, not necessarily the x-rays, the contrast media causes immediate renal toxicity and is best prevented with saline hydration. Hemoglobin and myoglobin, which are present in rhabdomyolysis, they can cause acute tubular necrosis. Hyperuricemia from tumor lysis syndrome or from gout can also cause it, as can Benz-Jones protein from myeloma, and NSAIDs like ibuprofen. No therapy is proven to benefit acute tubular necrosis, so you manage patients with hydration if they're volume depleted, and then correct any electrolyte abnormalities. And remember that dialysis is only the treatment in cases of fluid overload, encephalopathy, pericarditis, metabolic acidosis, and hyperkalemia. All right. Hi there. My name is DrLondonSmith.com. This is our producer, Cameron. What was your name?
I'm Lily Sunovich.
Okay. So Cameron told me that we had a special guest today, and I want to make sure, are you a special guest? Because, like...
I mean, like, yeah, like, I was called special when I was 8. I haven't really been called special since then. I think, like, my ex-husband, he was German. One time he said, like, that was special of me when I tripped in front of his friends, but yeah, so twice I've been special.
Okay. Cameron, is that the quota?
Yeah, that's all that needs to qualify to be a guest on our show, is you have to be a very special person.
Or at least have been called it at least once. So
yes.
This guest, okay, so that's twice. So Lily is good. Okay, good. Sorry. We just we have to make sure we dot our I's, cross our T's.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, I know, like, the government's coming down so hard on doctors right now.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's a John Oliver effect of the government doing that.
Oh, yeah. He's hot, for sure.
Yeah, that's what's troubling doctors.
Yeah.
But what brings you on the podcast?
Yeah, so honestly, I'm just seeking some, like, medical advice because... I just, like, can't seem to get a handle on my finances, like, and I know maybe you're like, that's not medical, that's financial. I believe that I am both in a lot of ways. I seem to be addicted to just, like, not having money, like, because once I get money, I, like, spend it, yeah. And I think just it's been undiagnosed. And so I was just, like, hoping that, you know, like, a qualified doctor such as yourself, you know, like, never been banned from the board or anything could, like, you know, maybe give me some solutions.
Thank you for assuming that.
Yeah.
Thank
I'm
you.
Really good at assumptions.
Yeah, don't ask around too much.
Yeah,
but
no,
yeah.
I really appreciate it when people give me the benefit of the doubt because, whew. So, okay, so you have this addiction and, like, I think a lot of us, especially our listeners, have struggled with addiction before. You know, a lot of us tend to, like, I did like 2 liters of water a day.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Dr. London, you're up to 2.
Yeah. And, you know, for those who don't know, like, that's like 4 normal size water bottles.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's,
that's inspiring.
So yeah, like,
and I, of course, I'm physically addicted right now to gasoline. I do feel if I stop my daily injections, my body won't be able to handle it.
Gasoline, that sounds expensive. Where are you buying that at?
Oh, I just wait for someone at the gas station to put their card in, and then I just rush up, and I've got, like, a syringe. I'm like...
Oh, do you do syringe so it's directly free, to the gas pump thing? Like, do you have an attachment? Okay, uh-huh. That makes sense. So it's you get the full pressure of the machine into your...
Oh, yeah, and I just need a little bit. People don't mind. People don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I think they're afraid to confront me over
it. I feel like fear and... Just fear. Fear is what I think I would feel if someone ran up, attached a syringe to the pump, stabbed it into their abdomen, and then... Do you say anything?
Oh, yeah, because I do it right there.
Yeah.
Huh?
Do you say anything?
I say, excuse me.
Right, okay. So
yeah. I mean, as a rule, I never approach a man at a gas station, so you really have free reign there.
Yeah, that's kind of seems like the attitude a lot of people have had. Is like they don't want to mess with this sort of insane man running around from gas station to gas station.
And sorry, Ed, you go from gas station to gas, you don't, because you said daily. Is this multiple times a day?
It just depends on how I'm feeling.
Are you hurt? Are you feeling like you're in pain and then that's why you do more, or do you feel less?
Oh, no. I just mean like sometimes I get tired because of the running.
Okay. Well, anyway, I wanted to clarify those things. But Lily, when did this start? I guess is the first question. When did you start noticing this addiction?
Honestly, like, I obviously didn't have my own money until I got my own job, and that was at like 15. I was working at this place called Wet Seal. It's not an aquarium, it was a clothing store. Some people get that confused. And then it was going pretty good.
Is it seal-based clothing?
Yeah, I think they use a lot of their materials out of seals. Yeah. And yeah, like, I think some seals make of themselves. Like, they locally source seal-like clothing made by real seals. So, yeah, it was a really cool store. Unfortunately, though, all of the money I made there just basically went into college. And then from there, it's just been, like, kind of a downward slope, you know, of me just, like, buying more stuff. Lots of education. Yeah.
Do you ever buy the school books in college?
Yeah, unfortunately they forced me because I was going to try to pirate them because I could tell something was happening, right? Like I could tell like this was not feeling good. But then honestly, I just started buying course books like just to read for fun.
And you would
that
read
was
the
expensive.
List, and yeah, and they'd have like 20 books on the list and then you would buy all of them right away. And not wait until class.
Yeah. How else do you get on Dean's List? You know what I mean? And yeah. I thought if I got on Dean's List, I was going to get like a financial award. And there's nothing good about being on that list, to be honest.
Is there a financial award? Is that?
No.
Oh. You just get
the dean just knows about you, I guess. That's it. He gets an award, I think, if he has a lot of people on his list. So it's kind of a trick.
Oh, yeah. And he probably wants to hang out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Once he's aware of you. It's like, hey, what's up? What are you doing Tuesday?
Yeah.
Like, why Tuesday? Why pick the worst day to try to do things?
It's like, I got class, dude.
Now, Dr. Lennon, you can kind of speak to some of this, because I remember there was a few year period where you were spending money on food every single day.
Yeah, don't remind me. Yes, let me just say, like, we all do fall into some version of this trap, I think. And it helps to have a community to remind you of what is acceptable and what is not. But yeah, I used to eat food every day, and like, I'm not proud of...
We all have our vices.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm not proud of what I did, and like now, of course, I do intermittent fasting where I just I'd run really fast in little bouts, and then I occasionally... I still eat sometimes, so that's not a...
Well, that's very brave of you to admit that.
Yeah.
But
I've been doing intermittent fasting wrong because I just thought it was where you just eat really fast and you keep trying to break your record. And that's also part of my diet. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So similar. So like it's these journeys of, I'm sorry, Cameron, since we shared, you also need to share about your addiction again.
Oh, well, it's huffing gas. And then I take that gas and inject it into my kidney.
Thank you. Yeah. That's very brave of you to admit again.
Yeah, it's tough.
All right, so
Honestly, though, it sounds kind of cool. Like, I kind of, I'm thinking about doing it after. I don't know if that's recommended, but.
Gas prices.
I mean.
If you do it Cameron's way, then it's financially viable. But I'd say, yeah. I think he has made some dean's lists, but they aren't like the dean of a school.
No, it's like Jimmy Dean. And the list is like, I'm not allowed in their factory anymore.
So, like, I would bear in mind, you might be prohibited from going places because of your addictive behavior if you don't, once again, if you don't watch it.
Of course, yeah. But that might be good for me because when I go into places, often people want me to buy things from the places. So if I keep getting banned from a lot of places, right, then I'm not going to buy so many things.
That's true.
So I don't know. I'm looking for anything, doctor. Like, I'm really desperate here.
Yeah.
Have you tried any sort of like support group for this? Maybe some other fellow broke people who just can't spend money?
Yeah, often I do. And then they're like, hey, girl boss babe. Hey, remember me from support group? I got these Lululemon leggings. And then, you know, it's just dialed down from there. Like, they're all selling something. It's either that, it's Herbalife. You know what I mean? It's the Bible. Some people are peddling Trump's Bible. Like, it's wild out there. It's really hard to find somebody who's not selling something.
Because Trump's Bible, it does go up in value. If you the resale value is there, so like I for other stuff I don't get, but like that's like an actual investment. So like give it a little bit.
And, like, well, good. I got like 69 of them. So maybe I'm rich after all. You know,
London invests heavily in those like novelty coins that are clearly aimed at, you know, elderly people, and it just like has Trump's face on it or whatever.
And yeah, that's cringe. Honestly, I don't know.
Well, they're limited edition, so.
That's what you keep saying. You say, no, these are actually worth more than my house. And I'm like, that can't be true. That cannot be true.
Is it worth more than your house? Is it worth more than your dignity? You know what I mean? Like, that's the real thing you got to ask yourself.
That's what they keep asking.
Just like take from there.
I'll say I have been on the phone to buy these. And then I have had someone try to talk me out of it because I'm pretty adamant about how much I need it. And then I tell them, yeah, this is another mortgage I'm taking out. But it's worth it. And then they're like, maybe you shouldn't, or just wait. But I'm like, no, it's 3 a.m. I'm really ready. I gotta buy this.
Yeah, this is a fairly common experience for Dr. London, where he sees something made for TV and he calls the place, and there's so much desperation in his voice that the people on the other line are like, I really don't think you should do this. A lot of them recognize your voice at this time.
There's the people who I wouldn't expect to have a moral or ethical dilemma generally have one when I call.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they'll just be like, sir, no one needs this many ShamWows. Like, there's no way that you need another one.
I can't even believe that they're reaching people at 3 a.m. I always thought, I was like, this is so early. Like, they must be trying to get people in, like, different country time zones. But it's great to know that they have an American audience and that at least somewhere out there, their money's not going to waste. Like, they are reaching you.
Yeah. I mean, I do also watch while I travel. And that's another way that I'll call in, and it's the international calls, those bills that get me.
Yeah.
Because I'm calling in, you know, I'm in Europe, I'm in Australia. But like the deals, they say, like, and they tell you straight up, like, this deal won't last long. They say that.
Oh, yeah. There's some urgency in there for sure.
Yeah.
Especially these coins.
So like, yeah. So I call in, I'm like, look, this is a long distance number. I'm calling internationally. This is going to cost me a lot just to place the order. And once again, they do try to talk me out of it. But then that just keeps me on the line longer. But it's worth it. I got so many coins.
Just so many of these coins.
What are you going to do with them? Like, are you going to sell them? Are you going to create your own Super Mario? Like, what's going on, doctor?
That's... Okay, you are hitting on a lot of things that I want to do with them. So yes, for one thing, I have thought about doing the Super Mario thing, but then ultimately, once I get them, I really like them, and I know their resale value is only going to go up. And so, like, I like to hold them. I kind of want to Scrooge McDuck it, and get a vault of the coins to swim through. But so far, they haven't been swim friendly. The amount that I've gotten, like, I try to jump into it.
Yeah, it's like 40 coins. It's not really like this huge pile.
I'm assuming they like rust in water too. Are you just trying to swim in all coins, no water? Like, what's the ratio?
I've been playing with the ratio a little bit. Now, yeah, all the coins do have a sign. They say like, do not get wet. Do not keep it in a stable climate, no humidity.
Well, and the Super Mario thing is interesting because Dr. Lennon has been complaining for a while that Mario has gone too woke.
Yeah.
Because how did you put it? You said make Mario whiter, like somehow he's not Italian enough.
Yeah, well, because Italian can have ambiguity in it. And this isn't me like trying to force a race thing into it. It's just like if you meet Italian people, and I have actually met Italian people, then they do talk that kind of like that. But they, not all of them have mustaches, so that's been an issue too. And then, yeah, most of the ones I've talked to, or who are willing to talk to me, are whiter than Mario. And I don't think that I'm in the wrong for trying to get things accurate. Yoshi would talk, like speak words.
That's another thing, and I really don't understand how that's like woke or how that ties into your political feelings on this. But you say, hey, Yoshi should just talk like a normal guy. Like, he should be like, hey, what's up, I'm Yoshi. He never talks to you.
Well, because in this country, they're gonna come to America, and a lot of the games do, then they gotta speak our language.
Yeah, and we also, like, Yoshi's a dinosaur, and to be honest, we don't know that dinosaurs didn't speak English, you know. Yeah,
that's a big sticking point. Yeah. For Dr. London is like, you said velociraptors have a southern accent, and you've said triceratops are really funny, and I don't know where you're getting this information
I
from.
Swear I read that in one of my college books I bought. I swear.
Yes!
Yeah, that's in there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't go to college, so I didn't learn this stuff.
You missed out. Yeah, well, I can lend you that book.
You didn't every book on the list. Yeah, that's the issue
for sure.
Dr. Lennon, you've also been saying Bowser doesn't even look like that. And I don't even know what that means.
Well, have you seen him?
Yeah, I think he looks the exact same.
No. Like, have you seen him? No, clearly. He looks different.
Okay, I guess so. I agree.
So, Lily, I hope we're helping you so far with these tips.
Honestly, sorta, yeah, I think. I mean, it's nice to have community, and I don't think I've been sold anything yet. Although I am kind of, I might start buying some coins. I don't know. I'm definitely sold on the gasoline thing. I'll see you there, dude.
I'd say don't mention my name if you do call for the coins, because like I've had to change numbers a lot of times to get in now, because they're really concerned for me. Now I get calls from them, not trying to sell me anything, just trying to say like, hey, buddy, are you okay?
Well, it's good that they care. Yeah, that's sweet.
It's more of, I've caused enough problems for them. I've really clogged up their lives.
They would feel legally responsible if anything were to happen, yes. Basically. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, yeah, like you said, it's community. But yeah, just don't name drop me there unless you, there's just a lot of baggage.
You also said Princess Peach should be 32. And I feel like age isn't really a factor in these games.
She's too young. Way too young. Yeah. Way too young.
Because turtles are like, well, that's what Bowser is, right? They can be like 100. So the younger the gap is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
The worse and a villain Bowser is. Yeah.
Would you be comfortable with a villainous 100-year-old turtle kidnapping a, 15, 20-year-old princess? No. That's sick. My comfort would be, I would be way more comfortable if she was 32 getting kidnapped by a giant fire-breathing turtle.
And it's good representation. You can still get kidnapped at 30, you know? You're not out of the woods
yet.
That's
true.
Especially as a princess. So, yeah. I think, like, Kim Kardashian got kidnapped, and she was, I think, older than 30, so it happens.
Oh, yeah.
It's out there.
I've gotten kidnapped 4 or 5 times in the last month.
Wow. Did they take anything? They didn't take your kidneys, obviously.
I mean, they took my dignity.
Yeah.
Because they laughed at me.
Lots of that going around.
They were like, no one's kidnapping you. You're pushing on a door that's locked. And I'm like, oh, okay. Wow, you're mocking me after kidnapping me in this 7-Eleven.
And it does get annoying because usually I get the call to go and I'm like, oh, I hope it's not the coin guys. But no, then it's like, yeah, come to the 7-Eleven and talk your friend down. Wow, I feel like we're making so much progress about addiction.
Yeah, I think we've solved it, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Because I didn't want to say it's fixed, but like, I feel like it's pretty fixed. I feel like we've covered the ground. Is there anyone you want to shout out, Lily? Anyone you're a fan of on social media or the other kinds of media?
Yeah. I'm actually a fan of this mental health advocate because, you know, I've been like trying to get my stuff together. Their name is Thea Touchton, Thea Touchton. You can follow them on Instagram and TikTok. They're pretty cool and they're doing stuff and they always are recommending other people to follow. So check them out. I think they buy a lot of stuff, though, too. So I'm watching them, you know, trying to build community.
Oh, find other buyers out there.
Yeah.
That makes sense. We're not alone.
Thank you so much, Lily, for being on the podcast. Thank you to our producer, Cameron. Thank you to Digital in the House.